From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Frank Zappa was called many things during his lifetime. We won't stop to ponder all of them right now. But lazy was not one of them. Zappa put out more than 60 records. Unreleased music is still coming out more than 15 years after his death. It's part of an effort by his widow, Gail Zappa, to keep his legacy alive. But that's not all she's doing. Gail Zappa is using legal threats to discourage unauthorized performances of his music. Many fans and even musicians who played with Zappa say she may be doing more harm than good. Joel Rose reports.
While other bands were enthralled with the summer of love, Frank Zappa saw a very different 1967.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Think I'll just drop out. I'll go to Frisco, buy a wig, and sleep on Owsley's floor.
We're only in it for the money, but Mothers of Invention was one of two albums Zappa recorded that year. Frank Zappa was a 26-year-old self-taught composer with long hair and a funny goatee when he walked into a Capitol Records studio in Los Angeles and handed out charts for Lumpy Gravy to an orchestra.
At one point, he turned to me when we were listening just to playback, and he said, "Did I write that?" It was so shocking.
Gail Zappa is reissuing the rarely heard original recording of Lumpy Gravy, along with We're Only in It for the Money, in a package called Lumpy Money. David Frick wrote the liner notes.
I had never heard the original complete thing before, and it just blew my mind. It was almost as if he was writing avant-garde classical music in top 40 segments.
Lumpy Gravy is a suite of three-minute movements, and the music is not easy to play.
Oh, man. I wonder if I can go through this again.
Some of L.A.'s best studio musicians balked at the parts Zappa had written until he picked up his guitar and tossed off the sections written for bassoon and bass clarinet. Gail Zappa says musicians are still struggling to play what her husband wrote.
I want people to play Frank's music. Go ahead, try. Don't hurt yourself, but just try it.
But Zappa insists that anyone who does try to perform it in public needs to pay royalties to his estate.
I don't really care who's doing it, as long as they get a license. The people I'm going after are not licensing the music.
Zappa is going after cover bands she accuses of identity theft. Her lawyers have sent scores of cease and desist letters. But many of the people who continue to perform Frank Zappa's music say they don't need permission.
You or I cannot record that material and sell it for money. That's been made clear, but we can perform it.
And that's what guitarist Andre Chumley does in a long-running Zappa cover band called Project Object. Chumley says as long as the venues he plays have paid for what's called a blanket license from the performance rights organization ASCAP, he is not doing anything illegal.
I'm not a lawyer, but that is the opinion and the direction I've been given by probably a dozen lawyers at this point.
Music lawyers consulted for this story agreed, and it seems Gail Zappa has never actually sued a cover band, but she has sued a 20-year-old festival in Germany called the Zappanale for trademark infringement. She lost, but plans to appeal. By all accounts, Frank Zappa was a perfectionist who liked to keep a tight grip on his business and his art. As he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1989, he struggled with symphony orchestras and his own bands to get his music right.
Goal one for a composer is to just hear what it was that you wrote, because you like to listen to music as well as write it. That's always been the main thrill for me, is to come up with a musical idea and have it perform some way. And I'm especially thrilled if it's performed correctly.
That's why Gail Zappa has a problem with some cover bands.
Somebody goes out there, plays music, It's not played very well. It's not played anything like the composer intended. And they're telling the audience that's never heard it before that this is Frank Zappa's music, and it's not. It's some wretched version of it.
There are cover bands that the Zappa family does endorse, including Zappa Plays Zappa, a band fronted by Frank's son, Dweezil. Gail Zappa insists that she's not playing favorites, but some of the musicians who've been threatened by her lawyers have their doubts. They point to a message that was left on the hotline for Zappa's record label shortly after he died of prostate cancer in 1993.
Just play his music if you're a musician, and otherwise play his music anyway. That will be enough for him.
That's Zappa's daughter, Moon Unit. His widow, Gail, insists the message is not what some fans and musicians have made it out to be.
We wrote something for Moon to say on the hotline, but it was not a statement made by Frank. He never said that. He never told anyone that.
Ike Willis would beg to differ.
The main reason I'm doing it is because I love Frank, I love his music, and he asked me to do it.
Willis is a singer and guitarist who worked with Frank Zappa on and off for 17 years. He now tours with Project Object and other unauthorized cover bands. Willis says he talked to the composer a week before Zappa died.
He said, I would really like it if you could be one of the people that could actually keep my music played, you know, at least in some way, shape, or form. Those were his words. It's like he didn't want it to die.
There are performers who've decided it's simply easier to work with Gail Zappa. Students from the Paul Green School of Rock performed at Zappanale in 2005.
Could have swore hell was made of rayon.
A few years later, Paul Green got a threatening letter from Gail Zappa's lawyers. He decided to negotiate.
I don't disagree with her right to do that, just her opinion on the matter. He wrote this music to be played. If Gail opened it up a little bit more, I think kids would really latch on to this music if it was more readily and easily available.
The disputes don't help the legacy, which is unfortunate.
Rolling Stone writer David Frick says Zappa's music deserves to reach a wider audience.
The legacy is something that hasn't been taken seriously enough since his death. In a way, I don't think people really do understand him. I'm still working on it.
So are other fans, musicians, and family, who all insist they want Frank Zappa's music to thrive. But that's just about the only thing they can agree on. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And you can hear more of Frank Zappa's music at nprmusic.org.